A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I'd like to look at these two last terms, names, given to our Lord Jesus. As we said last time, these are not his only names, for every good name belongs to him. Two chapters before, it speaks about the one who is coming, born of a virgin, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. What a wonderful promise, and you've been celebrating it, I hope, this Christmas, and you've embraced afresh the child born for you. Now let's look at these last two names. We've looked previously at Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. These names in Hebrew are actually twin names. Each one is a different way of putting it. Wonderful Counselor, we've looked at that. He is also divine. He is Mighty God. And then Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. Some might ask, well, how can the Son of God also be known as the Father? Well, let's put it this way. Remember the story when Philip came to Jesus and said, when will we see the Father? And Jesus replied, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Yes, if you see the Lord Jesus, you have also come to the Father. It's not that the Trinity is mixed up, but this is another way of putting it. And he's not just temporarily the Father, but everlasting. And it is emphasizing the previous expression, Mighty God. The Lord Jesus Christ is God himself. Not, as some believe, just a divine expression of God, but he has forever been the Son of God, and he forever will be the Son of God. But look at this lofty title, the Everlasting Father, and now the Prince of Peace, because it's been speaking about the kingdom. And the next verse says, the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David. It's very specific how he will come. Most kings expand their kingdom through war, but this king will expand his kingdom through peace. Yes, he keeps on making peace. Has that peace arrived in your heart? Spread the peace as we go into this new year.